Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. I hope to do as well as ever today as a subpar performer.
I'm sure you will succeed.
In doing as well as ever.
I don't think you'll exceed your standard, but I doubt that you'll go below it.
There you go. That's encouraging news. On the other side of the glass, superlative in every way, and his fabulosity is never exceeded. That is Rob Center, super producer, so we appreciate that. And let's see, over in the newsroom, Mr. Matt Cotrillo is the clackety clacker.
You're going to get to me sooner or later, I assume.
And Joe's here. And on WKOK's On the Mark, sponsored by the... No, Joe McGranahan. He's a super guy. He's got a resume.
Right.
He keeps handing me his resume saying, read the whole thing.
Well, and you keep handing me the thing that says I didn't remind people in this year yet that you are strikingly handsome.
I think you did. You do have... I have one tick here, one check mark.
Oh, did you? You wrote it down, did you?
Yes. Yeah, on January 3rd.
So then the one I just used, can we save that for February, or do I have to count?
No, that's a bonus. I'm just lucky. But Joe's resume says he's on the Pennsylvania Bar Association's Judicial Review Committee, so you'll be busy this year. The CSVT Task Force Chair, he is. He's a broadcaster in the Hall of Fame for the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters. He's a veteran, former Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee chairperson. Thank you. Oh, administrative chair. I gotcha. All right. Executive board of the State Mayor's Association, but his famous title that now two young men blurred out at the dinner table.
No, one of them can't quite speak it yet.
Oh, but he will be taught.
Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That may be my new name.
So he's what, 6 months?
5 months yesterday.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep, he's going to be calling soon.
Jordan, okay.
That's right, you actually saw him yesterday.
Right, yeah, he was actually in the building. He smells good.
Most babies do until they have a little problem.
Oh, no, he didn't have any dilemmas while he was here. He's good to go. So, of course, it's not a dilemma. That's perfectly normal.
I always love to watch how people check to see if a baby needs his diaper changed. They hold the baby up and sniff.
Is there no other way? Well, yeah, there's the finger in the diaper.
No, I don't think so. I'd rather do the sniff thing.
All right. See, you've passed the sniff test around here. That's a good test to pass. All right. We are going to enjoy open phones. So let's get it introduced. On the Mark, sponsor of the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You are welcome throughout our program to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. And you can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to our previous message, or you can start up a new one at 70236. If you are not a Text Connect member, well, here's the pitch. You go to WKOK.com and sign up, and what you will receive is an opportunity to receive text messages sent to your phone or your pager that have a short message that say, X road is blocked because of an accident. Here's a link for more information. But if you're not going that way and that important piece of information doesn't affect you anymore, you don't have to click on the link. But if you were headed to X road, if you're going to X road that day, well, then you might want to click on that link to find out where the blockage is and so on. And
of course, the famous X passed away.
Right.
After a distinguished career.
An X celebrity would be one reason. Dead celebrities around here.
Why? Because they passed away.
Tornadic weather. Let's see, what else? That's about it. Breaking
the
news.
The apocalypse? You would text that out, wouldn't you?
The end of times. Yes, we do have an end of times asterisk. It's actually the last criteria.
It's the last
and after that,
message you send, right?
Right. After that, our contract with the Text Connect company ends.
Right.
So.
Well, do you have anything else to do, or are we ready to roll?
Nope, that's it.
Yesterday, we discussed at length, and it continues to grow as a story. The media is finally realizing that the story from about those young men from Covington, Kentucky wasn't as cut and dried as they thought. Our friend E.B., who yesterday launched us off with a ringing denunciation of those young men, responds today. He says, I think an important point got lost in yesterday's discussion of the Covington High School students. There was a lot of talk about how, quote, the left only had to see the red hat, unquote, before deciding this was a racist incident. While it's true the video shows other groups behaving as badly as those students who can be seen doing the racist tomahawk chop, it's vital to ask why the red hat would spark this reaction. The answer, of course, is that we've seen a lot of viral videos in which Trump himself is a racist, who repeatedly is on the record saying many deplorable things. It's only his most ardent supporters who wear those ugly hats, so when a person of color is approached by someone wearing one, the threat is inherent. The red MAGA hat has become a symbol of hatred and racism. I also want to point out that there was a lot of attacking the mainstream media over their coverage of this. Lost in the shuffle was that Fox News, America's largest purveyor of fake news, falsely reported that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. Yes, they retracted it upon realizing their error, but conservatives never want to forgive CNN or the New York Times when they make a retraction, so I don't think we should forgive Fox either. But let's go back to the first thing here. They didn't approach the Native Americans. The Native Americans approached them. They were standing there, and what amazes me about the left is our friend E.B. always says that Trump supporters can never assess responsibility for anything. He's just demonstrated the other side is equally guilty of that. You can't just say, hey, this was a terrible thing. Even Jamie Lee Curtis admitted that she jumped the gun about the Kentucky students and apologized.
Well, we jumped the gun. We posted the first rendition of the story from CBS News on Facebook. And, of course, that was precisely one quarter of the whole story. And, of course, we got excoriated.
Well, I look back
Facebook
at some of
my
Facebook friends who posted memes or different things from groups like Occupy Democrats, and they never took them down and never apologized for them. And as far as I know, Occupy Democrats never backed off and said, hey, maybe we're a little hasty here. But, you know, the fact is that nobody on the left is complaining about the black group that started all this, the Hebrew Israelites who were there. They were heard cursing and swearing at the white kids, calling them crackers and other names. They even took on the Native Americans. And the kids who were not doing the tomahawk chop, but apparently they were doing their school cheers because they were trying to drown out the black people who were cursing and swearing at them and calling them names.
Well, and I think E.B. does us a service in making it official that the MAGA hat is a symbol of hatred and racism, and that is very true.
You believe that?
Absolutely, and so I think that really helps people.
So that's the new white hood, huh?
Right, exactly. Yeah, well said.
I didn't say that. I've heard others say it.
Oh, okay. But, and you know why it's a good thing? Because if you find that there is a person with hatred in their heart and they're a racist and they don't like blacks or Jews or anybody, except, purebred white Americans, whatever that really means.
You think that's why this kid was wearing that hat? You think he's a racist?
I think that that's what...
You just said the hat symbolizes
to
that.
Right, it symbolizes it to the president, or it ties them to the president who is that way. It doesn't mean that individuals wearing the hat have that in their heart. No, it doesn't mean that. But it means that they're willing to accept racism. So whether you're a racist or you're willing to support someone who's a racist, that's the same thing. And so I think the red hat is helpful because that puts a little light up on top of the head of individuals, and the light comes on that says, I support hatred and racism.
So,
and that's what the red hats are
good
for.
Well, you've just said it's the exact equivalent of wearing a Ku Klux Klan white hood over
right.
your head.
Right. It says that you agree with that philosophy.
But you're saying that the person inside isn't necessarily that. You can't have it both ways. If you don't believe this kid is a racist, then you don't believe the red hat is a symbol of racism.
Well, I think it's an accurate symbol. It doesn't necessarily speak to the heart of the individual.
So, in other words, if I just said, make America great again, that automatically makes me a racist.
No, I think if you wear the red hat and you confront the people of color and women and agree with the president,
these
as
kids
you
didn't
do...
didn't confront anybody. They were confronted.
But the president does. I'm talking about how the MAGA hat says that you endorse the president and his racist views and sexist and homophobic views, and he's not anti-Jew. One of our listeners just texted me, says he actually likes Jews, so...
Well, his son-in-law is one.
Oh, okay, well, then maybe that works out. So, but he hates everybody else in Mexican and so on. So it just means that you support him.
You are incredible.
Why? Because I can point out the obvious?
I don't believe I know in my heart of hearts, I think Donald Trump is a lot of reprehensible things, but I don't believe he's a racist.
Oh, brother.
I don't. I think he has views about work and responsibility that many people consider to be
racist. So when he says most Mexicans are racist...
He didn't say that. He said, rapist, not racist.
Yeah, thank you.
He didn't say that. He said there's some good people in there, I suppose, too. But he said this during the campaign, and it was he misspoke, I'm pretty sure. I don't think he feels that way.
No, I think he accidentally said the truth is what I think happened. But, okay, so we'll agree to disagree as to whether he really feels that way or just happened to misspoke about his racist
but
view.
But that's changing the whole topic here. I mean, the thing is that on both sides of the aisle, both the liberals and the conservatives, there is this rush to judgment. We automatically want to assume the worst about somebody. A high school kid wears a Make America Great Again hat. So automatically, they are the villains in this piece. They are the ones who came after this. But nobody's talking about these black people who were spouting violent curse words, and well, they didn't confront anybody physically, so I will say they were doing what they were doing. But then there was another comment this morning from Alyssa Milano, who said on Sunday she tweeted...
Who's an actress.
Right. She tweeted a comparison of supporters of President Trump to members of the Ku Klux Klan, fueled the flames early Monday morning, saying, let's not forget, the entire event happened because a group of boys went on a school-sanctioned trip to protest against a woman's right to her own body and reproductive health care. It is not debatable that bigotry was at play from the start. So because these people don't believe in abortion, they're bigots.
Well,
prima facie case, they're bigots. See,
yeah,
we throw these words around. You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're this. You're
well,
that.
Well, that in her... pro-life no, or pro-choice no matter what view, that's what the basis of the march was. So if the students are participating, then the students don't support a women's right to choose. That's all she's pointing out.
Well,
so
maybe not. So
she's making a couple of jumps,
it's their
but
right.
Not that much.
Isn't it their right? If we said to the women, you can't go down there and march in Washington because we disagree with your viewpoint,
all right, well,
there would be a bloody hell to pay.
Let's stipulate that both sides of this argument are fools, through and through, okay?
No, I won't say they're fools. I'll say they're intolerant.
Okay, well, I'll stipulate. That's the same thing. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not as articulate as you.
Well, I'm not a fool. Some days.
Can you save that for the highlight reel, please?
I am not a fool.
We're going to need that. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Van is standing by. Good morning, Van. Thanks for listening all the time, or all the time that you can, and thanks for calling occasionally.
Well, it's good to talk with you this morning, but, Mark, I think you've gone off the deep end.
Again.
You make some dumb statements, but this morning I really think to equate the Make America Great hat, you know, of something that's racist or a symbol of hate, that's probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard you say.
But I think it's a symbol that ties you to the president who stands for those things. You know, I would never wear one because...
The president does not stand for those things. I don't know where you get that. I don't know what you're getting into your head, but that is just an outright lie.
Well, he's anti-gay, he's anti-women, he's anti-black.
He's not anti-gay, he's not anti-women. He's for equal rights for all those people. Who are you listening to?
It must be mainstream.
I don't know, but they're drinking the Kool-Aid, Van. They're drinking the Kool-Aid.
No, I think anybody can detect through his remarks, through the campaign, which revealed who he really was. And now you're right, he has toned down the rhetoric, so he may not be taking as many
actions. I'm not saying he's toned down the rhetoric. There has been no hatred toward gays. I mean, this homophobic stuff is all, this is all just made-up stuff. And I don't know what world you're living in, Mark, but you got to get real. Get some reality in your life.
Well, I think where this comes from is that he questioned whether or not there should be LGBTQ people in the military. He's not alone in that. Other people question that. That doesn't make him anti-LGBTQ. It's a question about military effectiveness, and it's a debate that needs to be had.
No argument.
Honestly,
there.
And Mark, as a Christian, you know, I have beliefs. I would say biblically, homosexuality is definitely wrong. It's sinful. But do I hate people like that? Obviously not. You know, I know transgender people. I know gay people, lesbian people, bisexual people, and I don't hate them. I accept them. They're part of humanity. But I'm opposed to what they do. And Trump is no different in my eyes than what I am concerning that. I don't see him out speaking against these people, condemning the people. Do you? Where's it at?
Well, I think his actions show that he condemns these individuals.
What action has he done?
Well, I think making sure that LGBT individuals are not permitted to serve in the military. I think, you know, what he has said in the past.
You don't think there's LGBTQ people in the military right now?
Oh, no, there definitely are there, but he doesn't want them there.
Well, then how is he prohibiting them from serving?
Right, he doesn't want them there. He wants to get rid of them. He wants them out. He wants them out of the military. So, that shows that. In terms of the Muslim ban, so this shows that he's intolerant.
There was no Muslim ban. There was a travel ban.
The president, 18 months ago, imposed some significant restrictions on primarily Muslim countries to prevent Muslims from entering the U.S.
Do you realize, Mark, that's where the terrorists come from? Are you stupid or what? I don't understand your logic. Your logic is so flawed. I don't understand how you can be so stupid and be breathing on your own.
He does have some assistance with that.
Wow. Okay, we got you, Van. Thank you. You're a stand-up Christian. I think the name calling.
That would be for me to say that, right? But you can say everything.
Yeah, the name calling is a stand-up Christian. So this is a Christian trait. If you are a devout Christian, anybody you disagree with, the first thing you should call them is stupid. Okay, Van, keep going.
You're a liar and deceiver. You're lying about President Trump. He's not any of those things. You got Joe sitting there next to you that can totally back up what I'm saying. If you want to say that stuff, get some clips and play that in the radio where Trump said he's against homosexuality and condemns these people and everything else, and that. You know, how can you equate the Make America Great hat with like a symbol, like a Nazi symbol? That's what you're trying to do.
But some people have done that. I mean, in defending Mark, he's just pointing out what other people have said. I read a story this morning, several stories, where people are saying Hollywood celebrity types that the red hat is the new symbol as the white hood for the KKK. I disagree with that. I think the symbol of a red hat just happened to be a campaign slogan of Trump's. And his sentiment to make America great again, who among us wants to argue with that? We may disagree on how we do it, but that doesn't mean we don't support the idea of doing it.
Well, and it's a shame, Van, you don't see it. It really is too bad. I would open your eyes if I were you and really try to look at, if not the actions, but the actions are satisfactory to look at on their own, but the subtext, what the president really means, he wants to make America white again, and that is fine. That's his idea. Like I said before you called, I would rather have someone wear the hat and erase all doubt than to not wear the hat and then we don't know. All right, we'll give you the last word. Go right ahead, Van.
Well, I just can't believe you're that deceived into thinking that hat is a symbol of hatred or racism or homophobia or any other thing you want to label. I mean, it's just crazy.
Would you wear it in public?
Well, yeah, but I would not wear a Nazi symbol in public because they're not synonymous.
All right, we got you.
And I would wear anything can, you know, with Trump, you know. And again, like Joe says, I'm not in 100% agreement with what he does, a lot of the way he says things and stuff. But honestly, you know, he's by far a better president. He's a nationalist. And if you're not for America, then I guess if you want to be for make America great again. Do you believe in that statement?
All right.
Would you say amen to that or not?
All right. We appreciate your call, Van. Thank you so much.
I would say amen to that. Let's make America great.
My lovely
again.
Bride sent me a note, says we're putting him on our prayer list. So good luck, Van. Open up your ears. I think you'll catch what you're missing. We got a caller standing by, but we certainly will take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
Thunder Motors is bringing in the new year with a lofty goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Sunbury Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000. Starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors is in the 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Thank you so much for joining us. Brian from Elysburg called back. We had a computer glitch that cleared the line in a hurry. So, but you're welcome to call back. We didn't cut you off, but you please do call us right back.
And our computer rebooted in the middle of the program, right, which is highly unusual.
And not ideal. But that's all right. 1-800-795-9565. So now we have four open phones. We have one text, no emails, but we'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-795-9565. The bottom line, I'm saying that if you wear the MAGA hat, that means you support the president's views on Mexican and women and lesbians and any other type of individual that really we should be more accepting of rather than hating them more. Who equates it to the hood? Who said that? You quoted somebody today, or didn't you say who?
Let me see. Actor Chris Evans. No, it wasn't him. I forget who it was here, but it was one of the Hollywood types. Oh, here. This is from Kathy Griffin, whose credentials, yes, are so good.
Who had the president's head on a platter.
Called the students to have their identities revealed so that she and others could hold them accountable for their actions.
Oh, this was back before we knew everything about the thing.
No, okay. this is apparently
to this
still
day.
Going on.
Okay.
Right, she hasn't retracted this. The reply from the school was pathetic and impotent. Name these kids, Griffin said in a fiery tweet. I want names. Shame them. I think these blankers wouldn't dox you, or don't think these blankers wouldn't dox you in a heartbeat. In a different tweet Sunday morning, she once again called for the doxing of the students.
What's
appear,
a doxing?
I believe that's revealing their identities or their names.
Publicly, okay.
Right. Names, please, and stories from people who can identify them and vouch for their identity. You know, that's... And these kids have gotten death threats. They've gotten... And as someone pointed out this morning, when they go to apply for college, they Google the kid's name, and this comes up.
So if somebody... If you're mistaken and you think someone is intolerant, you threaten to kill them. Am I gathering this right?
I mean, we're talking about the red hat is a symbol of hate, but the people who say, well, let's kill them, let's... One commentator on CNN...
We stipulated it
said
on both
that,
sides.
The young man who was standing in front of the Native American, or whom the Native American confronted, said he had a very punchable face. So did you ever see a face that you didn't want to punch? Well, right there it is.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, Mark and Joe. Mark, you must have got out on the left side of the bed this morning and drank a lot of coffee, because usually you're a little closer to center. You might be center left, but it is a drastic statement. A lot of us in this whole area, we voted for Trump, and we're not racist. There's not a racist bone in our body. And here's the problem, Mark. America, if you think it's a white supremacy that we voted for Trump, every day America is becoming browner. The white race will disappear, some people say, by the year 2050. They say there won't be white in America. As we talk about white, as I said many times, we're all really one race of people. So, but the whiteness will be disappeared into more brown because of more brown people coming into the country and intermarriage, et cetera, et cetera. So now that's it. To the left media, leftists on the media, racism is a cheap way to disparage Trump. And the low information people out here that don't really get into the news deep and don't think about it, they might pick up a little bit on the liberal media, NBC, CBS, etc., they really don't know what Trump stands for. And so, no, Trump's no racist. He never said one thing against the homosexuals. And people out there thought the evangelical Christians wouldn't vote for Trump because he's not going to sign no legislator against homosexuality. Well, we still supported him. And I agree with Van. Every homeless, we love them. And we don't, I don't know any evangelical today that hates, is a homophobe. I don't know any of them. They're, you know, and Trump isn't either, so.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No.
Thank you.
You just
I
made
am a supporter.
But it's interesting. I know you wanted to get the dog whistle to get me to call in. So I fell for it.
Hey, there you go. Thank you so much.
You guys,
question of the day is Mark stupid.
Thank you. And Dan responds to the dog whistle. All right. You're listening to WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. I'm stupid Mark Lawrence. Across from me, Joe McGranahan, superlative co-host in every way, correct?
I was waiting to hear the adjective you were going to apply to me.
Oh, yeah, you're a pretty good guy.
Some days.
Natural-born listener. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is wide open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, or you can text us at 70236. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. They invite you to do precisely what I have done before the big snowstorm. Go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, present your vehicle, tell them you want it to be snow-worthy. They'll make sure the tires are pumped up with nitrogen, they make sure the windshield washer fluid is good to go, that your radiator fluid is the way it should be. Whatever it's supposed
whatever
to be.
Whatever that is.
Right, whatever that is. And well, they have a tester device that they stick in there, and it tells you if it's good to go. They'll make sure that the heater is good to go. They'll wash the vehicle and give it back, although washing before a snowstorm always seems like maybe that we could have saved that till after the snowstorm. But in any event, and they'll take good care. Make sure you're lined up. Remember, you can't drive on snow satisfactorily if your alignment's not perfect. They'll pump you up with nitrogen and make sure your vehicle's good to go. That's not a trip check. That's a storm check, but they do that too at the Quick Lane. They'll make sure that vehicles are ready. And if there's a ding in the vehicle, they'll unding it with the body shop. If it's dirty, they'll wash it. If it's unaligned, they'll align it. And if it needs pumped up, they'll pump you up with nitrogen. That's the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury, Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Make your appointments at sunburymotors.com. Some brief news headlines. Bitter cold temperatures greeted volunteer firefighters in Catawissa this morning, and as you would imagine, shortly thereafter, ice runoff in the area of Main Street and Railroad Street became a problem in Catawissa. Garage fire, everyone okay, but slippery conditions throughout that firefight around 2 o'clock this morning. Most of us, a new year comes with resolutions to better ourselves in one way or another. Dr. Robin Spangler of UPMC Susquehanna Sunbury is there for that. And she says, if you have no chronic conditions, just go ahead and try a new diet or a fitness program. And what's the first tip for a healthier lifestyle, Joe?
Make sure you get enough sleep at night. Try to eat a well-balanced diet. Get your protein, your vitamins. Eat more unprocessed foods.
Joe, less?
I eat the processed foods.
I figured. Okay, we got
I do the other stuff that
right.
Dr. Spangler
you get enough sleep?
I do, 8 hours a night.
Oh, my gosh, holy smokes. I got 8 hours one time. I woke up groggy. Anyway, you can hear more from Dr. Spangler's appearance on WKOK Sunrise on our podcast page at WKOK.com. In St. Louis, Missouri, the NAACP wants a St. Louis area TV station to fire a newscaster for what he called an unintentional racial slur while talking about Martin Luther King Jr. The newscaster, Kevin Steincross, was discussing a tribute to the black civil rights leader January 17th when he referred to King as Martin Luther Coon Jr. He apologized a few hours later, saying he accidentally misspoke.
They fired him. That's an old story. He was fired.
Oh. He wasn't allowed back. This has happened at three different TV stations. You sure KTVI?
Oh, maybe it's not. Maybe it's a different guy, but I can't. That seems like an awful odd coincidence.
Okay.
But there was a story last week while you were on vacation, I think, about a weatherman.
Well, yeah, we did talk about it. And plus, there was a second one. I thought this was the third one.
Oh, my God.
Well, in any event, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the St. Louis County NAACP asked the station to fire Steincross when they meet this week. The owner, Tribune Broadcasting, has said they believe Steincross' statement was an inadvertent mistake and that they don't plan to discipline him. The NAACP chapter president, John Gaskin, says even if people believe the comment was a mistake, some mistakes are grounds for termination. Well, why would you even have that top of the mind?
Well, you know, back, I don't know how old this guy was. I think he's probably not as old as, you know, I am. But back in the 60s, I can remember many people using that epithet against Dr. King.
Okay.
You know, and it was just...
Right, well, why would you have that top of the mind today?
Well, I think because people did it. You know, it was a derogatory comment. I don't know why you would do it, to be honest with
today.
You. I mean, I've heard it, but it doesn't pop into my mind when I think of Dr. King.
Well, I hope it never does, yeah. All right, finally, the University of Notre Dame will do Joe's favorite thing, cover murals that depict history.
Oh, goody.
They're not going to destroy the murals,
no,
so that's sort of half good news. But they are going to cover murals in a campus building. These murals depict Christopher Columbus in America, the school's president said, following criticism.
Okay, maybe they should be.
said, following criticism that the images depict a Native Americans in stereotypical submissive poses before white European explorers. The 12 murals created in the 1880s by Louis Gregori, they were intended to encourage immigrants who had come into the U.S. during a period of anti-Catholic sentiment. But they conceal another side of Columbus, the exploitation and repression of Native Americans. It's a darker side of history, said the reverend at the school, who's the president of Notre Dame, a side we must acknowledge.
And we do that by covering it up.
Well, the murals are painted directly on walls, so you can cover them with canvas and open them up for learning opportunities. I guess that would be, you know, something you could do. But they want them removed, which, you know, you could remove them and put them in a museum, but I'd hate to get rid of them because they do accurately depict the mindset of a certain time in history.
It's a sliver of time,
but it's there.
Put it in context. If you feel
you
need...
Put a signage or something?
Right. Put a sign there. Make it a learning experience so people look at
it. Oh, okay.
And then see what it is, why it was put up, what the intent was, why we think now that was the wrong intent. You know, I just love this. Next thing, we're going to be burning books in this country because somebody's offended by the material inside them.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of you had mentioned that about some of the monuments or so on, particularly the one that showed an African-American in a submissive position versus... Who was the...
Stephen Foster.
Oh, okay. Right, so deep in the heart of the South.
That was in Pittsburgh. Where he was from.
Well, yeah. Like I said, Western Pennsylvania,
right.
Mississippi.
The Deep South, they're synonymous. Let's put on a red hat and go
right.
Light a cross up,
maybe,
right?
Maybe Van was right. Lance, you're on the mark.
Okay, guys. Well, anyway, Mark, have you ever watched a training video for an abortion?
Can't say that I have.
That's right. Everybody in the world should. I think it would change a lot of minds. And that's what really turned me around. And then I had to have a real live baby in the womb at 5 months with a stethoscope and listen to that heartbeat. And I felt like in supporting abortion like I was. I was like Jack the Ripper's cousin. It was really that bad for me. It was a life-changing experience. I just can't understand how a woman that would have given birth could possibly be for it. But then, now, when you see the vanity in the people who are still for it, even though bringing the baby to term, we pro-life nutcases will take care of it. We have, like, what, 35 states now?
Well, now, am I a hypocrite, though? I don't need a video to be more pro-life. More pro-life I could not be. But am I a hypocrite when I say the law of the land is that women are permitted to have an abortion, and so therefore legislature shouldn't do something to get up to that line where they're infringing on the right to have an abortion, but somehow that new piece of legislation remains legal? Is that hypocritical to stand up for a woman's right to choose because that's the law of the land, even though personally I feel that abortion is not ideal?
Well, I'm sure there were a lot of Germans that weren't sending the Jews to the ovens.
They weren't for it.
Yeah, okay. They thought it was not ideal.
No, it wasn't an ideal thing to do to them. But they
didn't do anything. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, they didn't. That's for sure.
When did the U.S. know, and what did we do?
Nothing.
That's exactly
right. We did know.
Yeah. We knew that, the St. Louis tried to dock all over the world, and we just...
Well, that was before the war, but even after the war started, we knew, we had reports out of there that what the Germans were doing to the Jews, and Franklin Roosevelt didn't stop it, the Pope didn't stop it, but the Pope had his reason. He felt that if he spoke out against it, it would embolden the Germans, and they'd do more, just shut him down, too. So it was a no-win situation for a lot of people, but the United States, I mean, we even talk of launching some military operations to stop, you know, to liberate some of those camps in the middle of the war, but nothing ever came of it.
No. Yet then, after the war, we self-righteously condemned, you know, the Nazis for all that they did, all those atrocities.
What else, Lance?
Well, also, here we are, the government, the shutdown, and the poor folks that aren't getting paid.
Lance, can I impose on you just to speak up a little bit? We have a lot of studio noise today, and we need your outside voice.
Okay, it's just that I was just a little bit ago quite upset, and I tried to tone my voice down for what I would have been yelling.
Okay.
But with the government shutdown and the folks that aren't getting paid and will be getting paid, all I can say is bitty boo. I mean, if you live in the real world, I can look back at times when me and my friends, you go to work one day and they say, hey, man, you don't have a job no more. And we lived, you know.
Well, not all federal jobs are highly paid. Some just have average wages. And I think people live paycheck to paycheck in that realm. You know, I often think, okay, well, federal prison guards get $80,000 a year to start, and, you know, they have, you know, difficult, stressful working conditions. If I was paid that, I certainly would build up a significant savings account because I know that the possibility of not being paid is a reality.
It's a moral issue as far as I'm concerned. I don't think we should be fighting a political battle on the backs of people who are working for a living. I mean, they didn't ask for this. They didn't have anything to contribute, you know, to shutting down the government. It's the Republicans and the Democrats who won't get together and do the job we sent them to Washington to do, which is work out a compromise on a serious problem that needs to be addressed.
Well, about 10 years ago, a friend of mine went on the HR computers to Fortune 500 companies, ours included, and plugged in your qualifications for whatever job. Like I said, we did it for the federal and did it for the Fortune 500. And just about across the board, they were 20% more. And I think you could probably do it
20% more what?
More money.
Oh, okay.
In other words, we thought we had a great job back at the time, you know, with pay and everything. We were about 90. They were 110. Yeah, so we just kind of thought,
all right.
Thanks, Lance.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling in. Very much appreciated. 1-800-795-9565.
We do have a text here that says, we said the people calling Trump a racist are the true racists. And another texter says, again, I will say, we are all allowed to have our opinions and sensibly discuss them without having to resort to name-calling. The right is just as guilty as the left, as the previous caller or an earlier caller clearly shows. Please stop the insults.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We got a caller standing by. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565. I guess we are talking about...
Well, we started talking about Covington Catholic. Covington, right, and again, how, you know, everyone is ignoring the fact that apparently this whole thing was precipitated by a group of black people, black Israeli Hebrews, as they call themselves, who were cursing at the white kids and mocking the Indians.
All right, so we'll continue this conversation. Intolerance on both sides is the through line through our conversation up to now. 1-800-795-9565. We will be right back.
January, February, March. April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making revolutions, resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandma says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old lang syne? This kid wants some new lang syne.
Back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark, 1-800-795-9565. One of our good Christian listeners says, I am stupid. So we are talking about intolerance on the left. Right.
And the right.
By the right. Yeah, both sides. We're talking about intolerance. Dale, you're next up to join the fray. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just want to say, whatever happened to wearing a shoe on the other foot, I don't think we go by that anymore. But, I just think that, you
know... Isn't that uncomfortable, Dale, wearing the shoe on the other foot?
You mean walk a mile in their shoes?
Yeah, that's another thing, yeah. But yesterday was a perfect day, perfect platform for unity. But it seems like our president and our media are more worried about profits and separation than they are anything because, you know, the media... They're supposed to be the messenger, but it don't seem like they're the messenger. I mean, we know today that fear and hatred and anger sells. That's the biggest profit today. So I think yesterday was the biggest, you know, platform to bring unity in. I think the media failed and our president failed. And it's a shame because the Biden conquer has been the number one, you know, thing for the last, 2,000 years. And they constantly keep doing that. So, I just don't see anything good from this president. Not at all. I mean, I didn't call on anybody racist because, I mean, what are we doing to these people who have biracial families and all like that? What do they think? You know, that our nation is turning on them? And I just think this guy here is very bad. I mean, I hate to call him a racist. I don't know if he is or not, because I don't really know him personally. But I could just tell you the media ain't doing anybody any favors because what's being released is all checked and balanced, what's being released to the people. And I think someone needs to take that power away from them because it's just dirty, man. It's just nasty.
Well said. All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Yep. Appreciate the call. We got open phones now, 1-800-795-9565. I'll tell you what happened, then we'll give one man's reaction to it. On, I think it was Saturday when the or was it Sunday when the Covington Catholic High School
students...
That's
when the story really hit.
Okay. Well, yeah, in the morning, we had a Facebook post that came from CBS that was very one-sided and had all the errors in it that we're talking about, that you can blame the media for that and WKOK if you wish to. We took that CBS cut and put it on our Facebook page, and Facebook says about 30 people saw it, about half of whom excoriated us for being so one-sided. This was the early reports that it was the MAGAs versus the Native Americans and the young men, and well, maybe there's some, I guess it's men in the high school. It's all men.
Yes, it's
okay,
all men.
So that,
all male
that they were the perpetrators and the culprits, which of course is just the opposite of what happened. So as soon as we realized that, we took that Facebook post down, and we haven't responded until today when CBS finally came out with an objective version that has all four sides to it, really. The media being bad, the individuals, the African American, Hebrew,
Israelis. It's better to
Israelis.
Do the whole story that way than it is to apologize to the group they first offended.
Right. Then, of course, with the students' viewpoint and other viewpoints. So, to that end, one of our good listeners sends us this note.
Says, I see you took down that bogus news story about the kids wearing MAGA hats harassing the Vietnam vet. Why don't you have some integrity and print what really happened? You should tell the public how you didn't do your job. You should also apologize to the kids involved. You had no problem posting the bogus version to begin with. You didn't even bother to check the facts. You were just looking for a story that would create controversy and sell some papers. Try doing your job. You haven't said anything about apologizing to those innocent kids. You should also do that.
Well, I certainly can offer our apologies if the kids are offended by that, or not if they're offended for having...
They're going to be stuck with us for the rest of their lives.
Put up a one-sided story. Yeah, we're not happy we did that. We're not happy CBS sent it to us. We don't fact-check everything we get from CBS, so, yeah, our bad, no argument there. So we took it down as soon as people pointed out that it was one-sided, and, well, not that it was one-sided, that it was wrong. And then we would not post again. This was before we posted today's story. Finally, CBS came out with a version that better represents all the sides, but it never admits that
you know
they got duped. Hold on. It doesn't admit that they got duped in the first place and, you know, did a story about the false side. It doesn't concede that.
Well, and then the Native American gentleman whom Occupy Democrats, in a meme that I saw several of my Facebook friends post, said, you know, let a like and a share for this true American hero. He said the kid blocked his path and came up to him. Well, clearly that didn't happen. He came up to the kid.
The boys
and
were
his
just
path
standing
was not blocked.
At the same place, right?
Right. So, I mean, this great American hero, a Native American, apparently didn't tell the truth. The black people were back there screaming epithets at everybody. The white kids did a dance to try and drown out the sound. But they had the MAGA hats on, so they're the ones who are wrong.
So, we're at the pivot point. We're at 9:30. Going forward for the rest of our lives, how are we going to be better off to prevent this kind of thing from happening again?
I think by giving people the benefit of the doubt. You know, before you start printing a story or you start assuming, and this is left and right, you know, take time, take a deep breath. It's like that BuzzFeed story.
I have instantaneous internet. Why can't I be first with the wrong story?
Well, you can be, just like BuzzFeed. You know, the fact that they put out their story that President Trump told his attorney to lie, and then the special counsel has to come out and said that the story is almost completely inaccurate. You know, well, yeah, he may have talked to his attorney, but that doesn't mean he told him to lie or do anything else. You know, and I guess President Trump brings it on himself, but I mean, they just are so desperate. People on the left are so desperate to find something they can beat him over the head with that they're not fair to him. He's not fair to them. So what are we getting? We're getting a country that's divided over nothing, really. None of this stuff has to happen. Nancy Pelosi says walls are immoral, and the president tweeted out overnight. Well, why isn't she advocating then to tear down the walls that are already up in place if they're immoral?
The existing borders.
Right, this is all political, you know, and until these people stop this political nonsense and start trying to find ways to work together to make our country great again, a better place to live for all people, white, black, yellow, green,
Irish.
Whether they're homosexual, lesbian, LGBTQ, whatever they are, you know, let's make it a better country for everyone.
Let's talk about how we can do that. We need suggestions. Joe and I
build the wall.
Okay, that's one way.
Secure the borders.
Anybody out that could ever come to the U.S.
Secure the borders.
All right, illegally.
What's wrong, though, seriously? What's wrong with wanting to take care of the people who are here first?
I have always said the wall's satisfactory. You and I are sort of on the same side. You like the wall. I don't care about individuals smuggling drugs. I'm only concerned about Homeland Security. People say that individuals who are terrorists don't come across barren sections of a desert. Well, guess what? Maybe they hadn't thought of that, so maybe we gave them the idea. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about the hometown pharmacies, and we want you to help us come up with solutions. That's all we're working on now. We've conceded.
No, I think we're identifying the problems.
Okay, well, yeah.
That too.
But let's get some solutions going, too. 1-800-795-9565. This is the pivot point for the rest of our lives. What can we do to make America great, period? We'll be right back.
Welcome back to On the Mark. Mark Lawrence is busily typing on his laptop. We invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. That's our toll-free hotline number, brought to you by the hometown pharmacies, who are
Terry, one individual, plus all of his good staff at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Tyler at Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy on Snow Removed Duke Street in Northumberland, Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy on Mill Street in Danville, Jennifer, the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street in Bloomsburg, and Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. We give you their first names because they all get to know you on a first-name basis. It's an opportunity for you to let them know what drugs you are taking and what prescriptions they'll be filling for you. They'll study up on a possible drug interactions and make sure that they'll give you some sound advice. You get a little printout with every prescription that explains that you got to be careful with this, or don't take that, or your iron won't work if you drink orange juice at the same time. I know that's a real one, but there are others. There's all kinds of precautions when you're taking important medicines and prescriptions. What you do, the do's and your don'ts, are all designed to help you. And guess what? You get that from the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, from the Trutz Pharmacy, Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy. They don't just send the medicine down a conveyor belt and say, you know, take your number, there you go, there's your pills, get out of here. That's the big box stores. No, what they do at the hometown pharmacy is they take good care of you. It's called super service. You cannot get it at a big box. All right, we got 1-800-795-9565 as the hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. 1-800-795-9565.
We have two emails. Bob says, good morning. Our great president's government shutdown will cost the taxpayers $5.7 billion this Friday. This great president needs to go. Stop and think, Bob. If the Democrats had given him the $5 billion he wanted for the wall, the government would have never shut down, and the economy would still be out $5 billion.
Okay, so what is that cost? Is that in, like, interest or
that's
productivity?
Not a cost to the government. It's to the economy. It's an estimate that came out this morning. I forget who
like
from.
Like a gross national product or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like the impact on the economy is a negative $5.7 billion.
Isn't that funny? It's the same as the wall itself?
Yeah, it is. That's what the commentator I heard this morning was making reference to. And then another writer says, call me stupid. I don't give a darn about what anyone's hat is. It's what's in their head and heart of the person wearing it. I have heard plenty of his comments live to know that he thinks about individuals, or know what he thinks about individuals, groups of people by gender, race, ethnic background, social and religious status. He leaves little to interpretation. You must just take him at his word or words. They are not used in hypothetical situations. His true believers listen to him and believe every word to be true. One more thing, Dan, I certainly don't consider myself a low-informed American voter because I don't have my set to Fox News.
All right. Dan, what do you say about that?
Good morning, guys. Well, what the person may not recognize is the messenger is no longer the messenger, the news service. They are the message. They create the message they want you to believe. And this is what's going on today, why people are so divided. And people talk to me, and I can just about tell where they're getting their news from, what they're reading, because they have their own message. They talk what they hear. And this started to happen long before there was a Rush Limbaugh, before there was Fox News. The news services were already telling the listeners what they should believe. They weren't 100% messengers. They were already creating the message. And I noticed long before there was a Rush Limbaugh.
All right.
Just brought it out and exposed that the messengers, there's no longer messengers. Very few of them. It's mostly, they tell
Dan,
you what
your minute's
to
up,
believe.
Buddy. We got three other calls pending. We got to move.
Four.
All right, guys, have a great one.
You too.
Hey, you
bye.
Too, Dan. Thank you so much. Paul, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Okay, gentlemen. Apparently, I read a book over the weekend. And it
apparently
told,
you did, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's a funny thing.
It wasn't apparent to me, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, the title of the book was The Killing of Patton. But that's another story. But what it that did, it told about all the successes and all the achievements that FDR made when he took office. He brought the country out of the Depression. He encouraged the people to support the government, and he also did, he did three terms, and he probably would have did four and five if they would have left him.
He did four. He was elected to four terms, Paul.
What? Oh, okay.
He would have done four, five.
Right. Not only that, but he didn't bring us out of the Depression. World War II did. He did a lot of things to restore confidence in the American public. But
well,
the recession really didn't end until World War II superheated the economy.
Well, Joe, what he did was he took and revamped the banking system, and he put money back into circulation.
True.
And you don't have a president today that has the gall to take the bull by the horns and try and throw him.
Well, there's plenty of bull in Washington, Paul.
Well, there is, but nobody's got it by the horns.
And there's no shortage of people throwing it around.
Well, you need a leader like FDR.
Yeah? I'd hold out for Harry Truman myself, but you're welcome to FDR if you want.
Well, yeah, Truman was one of the last great presidents. He was the one that desegregated the military.
Right. Yep, Harry was my man. Good man.
Mine, too.
Okay, thanks,
Paul. All right,
Paul.
We got you. Thank you. We got another caller waiting and one coming in. Cindy, you're on the mark.
I vote for Harry, too. You know, FDR ran for office that fourth term. He knew he was dying.
Yep.
With another example of a politician who knew he couldn't meet his commitments but was so hungry to hold on to power that he deceived the American people with the help of the press. So this is what brings me to my answers. Mark, you ask for answers, and I would like to give you one. I no longer lend any credence or time to the national press. I believe they've become irresponsible, reckless at times. With the kind of reporting they're doing, the things they choose to report on, they're ignoring the things that are really critical, focusing on micro things like these young people in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and they're totally wrong on what they said. It was grossly irresponsible. It's a mob-generating mentality. That's a reckless thing to do. They're abusing their power in terms of the capacity to communicate to the people, and so I've shut them off. They have nothing to say that I want to hear. And I think that would be very helpful if the American people would get off of social media and shut off the television and find their information in more primary sources, because these groups have betrayed us. They've become reckless, irresponsible. They're going to cause somebody terrible harm, maybe at that point they'll be more responsible in their sourcing of stories.
Yeah, good point.
Thank you.
Good point, Cindy. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call. John, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Glad to hear from you. It's been a while.
Yeah, good morning. Good to talk to you. I guess there's a lot going on. I was thinking about Trump again, that in relation to these racist elements that I think he has. I think it all serves a authoritarian bent and a fascist bent that he has, which is made up of, first of all, sowing division, and secondly, assaulting truth, and thirdly, mythologizing the past. And those are the elements that a good authoritarian will toolbox for them. So, you know, the division that he sows in the country is by this constant division, whether it's women, you know, it's a Senator Gillibrand comes over, he disagrees with her, she says something critical, and he says, oh, she used to come around my office for campaign contributions. You know, she'd do anything for a contribution. So how is that not misogynist? How is that not an awful, terrible thing to say about a woman? And, you know, and what, he gets a pass on that? So that's a good source of division. You know, it's ridiculous. I agree, this social media nonsense makes morons out of all of us. An old man and a kid stare at each other for 10 minutes, and we're all talking about it. For what? You know, if I were in Washington 30 years ago, I was walking past, I said, gee, there's an old man and a kid who's staring at each other for 10 minutes, and then I went to the museum and I saw this great work, you know, whatever. But, and the president even comments on it, but he doesn't comment about what Steve King says about white nationalism, white supremacists, Western civilization. How did that language become offensive? The House of Representatives refuses to seat him in a committee as a reaction to this racism, and he asks Trump about it, and he says, "Oh, I didn't keep up with that news." He puts up with this kid and old man staring at each other, but he doesn't know anything about Steve King. So, you know, I don't know how that's not racist, and there's 100 other, you know, the PGA Tour, which he, you know, Trump loves to play golf. He owns Doral Country Club, which is part of the PGA Tour. When he came out and talked about rapists and murderers, Mexicans, they dropped him from the tour when he announced for the presidency. I mean, that's a big corporation in the United States. They thought it was racist. So, in any case, I think that there's a strategy to continue to stoke division and... as far as, you know, that's all I have to say. If I go on, you know,
going forward, are there any solutions? I mean, or are we stuck here? This is our fate. Think about that and call me back.
You know, somebody like a guy is a Republican, Will Hurd. This district is the largest district in the country along the Mexican border. And he says, look, you know, I don't know. The wall is a 13th century solution to a 21st century problem. And we need to sit down. We need to, we have a large immigration problem. We have it's a multifaceted, it's a complex issue. He talked about maybe a similar kind of a Marshall Plan for Central America, for these nations that are about failing. And this guy's got chops, you know. He was in the CIA for 9 years. He worked undercover in Pakistan, speaks Urdu or whatever the dialect is, knows all about protecting this country from terrorists and from outside dangers. You know, the guy's for real. And, you know, if he has any credibility and knows something about national security on our border, it's him. But he's just reasonable, you know. He just talks about, there's not a soundbite in that. You know, it's a complicated issue. I think goodwill people could sit down and solve this in 3 months, if we wanted to.
All right.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much, John.
Appreciate your call, John.
1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We're looking for solutions. How can we go forward? It's clear we're divided, and we're clear we're intolerant on both sides. I'm stupid, and the fact that there are people that are willing to promulgate, not even an edited video, but put the wrong captions on it and blame the wrong people.
Doug,
it's clear that the media is part of the problem at times, and WKOK is right there. We put it on our Facebook page. page two.
Doug from Lewistown here makes a good point. He says, wow, the hypocrisy is astounding. The media was frothing at the mouth to report a bunch of white, pro-life, MAGA cap-wearing kids were being the racists that they all believe Trump supporters are. But when it's revealed that the true racists are a group of left-leaning black men, the media goes completely silent. The things they were yelling at the kids were disgusting, but suddenly nobody thinks it's a big deal. Unbelievable.
Well, I think the media is saying that. I mean, I've heard it from multiple sources.
Well, even,
somebody
even
saying
CNN
it anyway.
This morning, they did a fairly balanced story that said basically, well, here's what we saw in the entire video. And, you know, they go back and they make the point that these black men were doing that, but they don't condemn them, as they condemned in the story the white kids who were wearing the MAGA hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're going to condemn everybody, let's condemn everybody. But I think the important thing here is that one of our earlier callers said a few years ago, a white guy and an Indian staring at each other would not have caused all this commotion. And the fact that these kids, you know, even though they were doing their high school cheers to try and drown out the insults being hurled at them by these black Israeli Hebrews, you know, then somebody sees that as, they're doing the tomahawk chop. And even CNN said they didn't hear anybody. I mean, the gentleman said they were yelling, build the wall and make America great again. And no one, even CNN said in the video, we couldn't hear anything like that. You know, so all this stuff starts, and they want to fuel your narrative. We want to say, okay, these kids were in MAGA hats. They are bad. They were at a pro-life rally. They are bad. Now let's demonize them as much as we can and see if we can ruin their lives.
Right, they're anti-uterus, anti-choice, because they support the president, or they support the, scratch that, they support the pro-life. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we are looking for solutions. Email your solutions to onthemark@wkok.com, not as an attachment, but as a remark. Text us at 70236, as one individual has done, or call us on the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Call us now.
Thundering Motors is bringing in the new year with the Lofty Goal. Sell 1,000 new Fords in 2019. You heard right, 1,000 new Fords. SMC knows they can achieve this lofty goal, and here's why. Thundering Motors Ford has 2019 Ford Fiestas starting at $12,820. That's a new car for under $13,000. Browse Central Pennsylvania's largest selection of four-wheel drive vehicles. Pick from 68 Ford Escapes, and they're slashed to as low as $17,820. SMC has all remaining 2018 Ford Explorers reduced by $8,000, starting at $33,985. Sunbury Motors has over 100 new Ford trucks, with F-150s marked down up to $14,000, and Super Duties as much as $15,000. SMC's goal of selling 1,000 new Fords in 2019 will be your gain. Sunbury Motors is in the 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, proudly serving all of Central Pennsylvania and the Susquehanna Valley for over a century.
Welcome aboard WKOK's live telephone talk show. On the Mark, we got lots of written communication. Joe, start in the middle.
Guys, Wiki shows other politicians have used the phrase, make America great again. Good they didn't make red hats. Also consider other factors besides race and sexuality, worldview of America, manufacturing, defense, etc. Even though I roll my eyes at Mark often, stupid was mean and uncalled for.
Thank you. All right.
And
these start at the bottom.
Right. No, I think I start in the middle. How about if everyone minds their own business and treat everyone they meet the way they want to be treated and not impose their beliefs on others? The world would have a much more pleasant, or be a much more pleasant place to live.
Well,
be a better place to leave, too.
That works for people, but our deciders, our legislators and presidents and congressmen and women are supposed to decide. So we can't, you know, you can't not decide, though.
Well,
I mean, you do have to impose your beliefs. I mean, what if somebody wanted to eliminate the minimum wage because they don't believe in it? Well, we don't want them to impose that belief on us. Some people want the minimum wage higher. So You see what I mean? I mean, you can't just not do anything. Anyway.
One of our other writers says, disagree with it, question it, debate about it. Fact of the matter is, freedom of the press is the main factor in keeping us a democracy, and needed more so now with this political turmoil and constant barrage of lies and untruths.
From the media.
But yeah, our writer ignores the fact that these lies and untruths are being disseminated by the media.
Okay.
And then one of our other writers says, the text says, division. The left blames Trump for division. Maybe they should start looking in the mirror. And then one of our
he's right. Let's acknowledge that, please.
Yes, I agree with him there. And then another writer says, wearing a MAGA hat is not the key to serious discussion or even to be taken seriously. I disagree with that. So he's put on a hat like that. This is Make America Great Again, and you're not, what does he say? You're
well, he's
not
just
serious.
Saying that the hat isn't the issue. The hat's just an accessory.
The hat is the issue.
Well, it was on part of our conversation today, but the fact is, it's just headwear. So what really is in the head and in the heart, that's what counts. If we're going to go forward, we're going to...
But we don't get past the hat. The hat. If they saw the hat, that was it. These kids are wrong. They were here at a pro-life rally.
So they're anti-uterus.
They're wearing red hats, so they're bad. Absolutely bad.
All right.
Off with their heads.
Or they're pro-uterus.
Well, you know, but let's face it. No matter what side you come down on an abortion, it is a serious discussion, and there are two legitimate sides to it. You know, there are people who believe that you should not take, that this is a human life you shouldn't take. And there are other people who believe women have a right to control the destiny of their bodies.
And there's other people that look at it as I do, that you can have both views, but you have to make sure that you respect the fact that the laws of the land now allow abortion.
Right now, that's the law of the land. It could change. The Supreme Court could come down on the other side, and I would hope everybody would be accepted and tolerant of the fact, although so far many people who are on the pro-life side are not terribly accepted and tolerant of the fact that it is the law of the land. You know, so this is a very...
Well, I think they're fighting for change.
Well, yeah, but they're fighting for change, but they're also, I mean, these are the people who are standing out in front of abortion clinics and...
And that's a tiny sliver of half the country is pro-life, though. A molecularly small sliver. Most people feel strongly about their pro-life beliefs, try to elect people who are pro-life, and...
You said that it was infinitesimally small, the people who are pro-life? No, I think you're...
No, the people who do the protests in front of the abortion clinic.
Right, okay.
That's not...
But that's their right.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that that's not representative of the group as a whole.
I just think that, you know, we're very intolerant of other people's opinions. And yes,
whatever. Anyway,
I feel very strong, like you, I feel very strongly about abortion. I don't like it, but, you know, it is the law of the land. And so far as I'm concerned, we follow the law of the land.
Whatever. Anyway.
Should we try to change it if we can? But we follow.
I'm trying to be intolerant, but you're failing to notice the humor by just saying whatever.
Whatever.
Whenever you
whatever.
Speak.
All right. Well,
right.
Whatever.
We're going to have to go on a listening tour,
whatever.
All of us.
Whatever.
So, but will we ever meet in the middle?
Well, I think as long as there are divisive issues, we won't. You know, there are always going to be people on one side of an issue or on the other side of an issue. And unfortunately, they're not always going to treat each other with tolerance and respect. You know, so what in the media, what is our obligation? I think our obligation is to be as neutral as we can be in this fight, report what's happening fairly and accurately on each side, and let people draw their own conclusions. Like Fox News says, we report, you decide.
Is this as good as it gets? Maybe we should relish the fact that we have, but recognize we have biased media, that we have these debates and have this kind of a forum in which to argue them, that we have legislators who aren't just going to hold on to their beliefs, but do plan to take action, and we have a president who is decisive. Even if you don't agree with it, would you rather have a milquetoast president who did nothing? A one who felt strongly
we
about certain issues.
We had one for 8 years.
Okay, you can argue that. Well, sometimes you could say that not taking actions, as President Obama did many times, was a definitive action. That's what I would argue.
He's a good man. I just disagree with his policies and what he did.
All right, moving on.
That doesn't mean he's a terrible person.
Well, he isn't.
No, he's not. He's a good family man. He's a good man. But
he's one of the greatest presidents.
Just got some bad ideas.
Ever.
Oh, come on now. You have been drinking the Kool-Aid again.
Now you're being stupid. All right. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. This is WKOK Sunbury. Time for the Dan Patrick.